When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Permission to Stan podcast, where we chat about K-pop with a lot of
BTS
and Blackpink and a sprinkle of everything else in the K-pop world and land. Along with some Genshin Impact talk and another sprinkle cherry on top of anime, sometimes if the cherry's there.
Yes.
But let's get straight to it. Let's get to business. BTS.
Yes, BTS in the soup, season 2.
Season 2 has finally fallen upon us last week.
Yeah, last Friday.
And oh man, episode 1, there was a lot to take in, a lot to digest, and yes.
So, like, each episode is around 1 hour?
Like, a little bit more. I think it was an hour and a half, almost 15 minutes.
Yeah. But there was a lot going on in that episode. And I guess it started with the boys, like, touring the house that they would be staying in. And they were, like, shocked because they didn't know that it was a freaking mansion.
Yeah. Because I think, didn't this episode actually start out with them being asked, like, what do they want in the, like, at... Like, if we're, like when they had the soup last time,
yeah, they what kind of, like, activities do they want?
Food. Like, activities, food, and all the different things that they, like, kind of enjoy, I guess, on their spare time.
It was funny this time because they weren't really shy about asking, like, what they want specifically.
They literally asked for everything and anything that came to mind.
Yeah, they were, like, swimming pool, basketball court, tennis court,
like,
gym.
Like, expensive, like, Wagyu beef. Yeah, computer
room,
games
for, but then, like, not 2 computers. They asked for 5 gaming computers.
No, there was only 1, I think, last time.
Was there only 1? Yeah, oh, yeah, that's only right. 1. And then Jimin was,
so
like, on his iPad.
They wanted, like, a gaming, like, suite kind of thing.
Yeah.
But even before that, I think, like, what was really interesting was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they transported them?
Oh, right.
That was really crazy because it's
all,
like,
secretive.
It was, like, late at night. I remember when they were eating, they were saying it's, like, 2 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
when they're
so they
eating.
Like, transported them at midnight.
Something like that. Because I guess it makes sense, though, because a lot of, you know, like, you know, maybe even paparazzi or, like, fans or.
Yeah, and then, like, no traffic, too. Probably, like, not as, like.
I don't think that's the main one. I think because of. It's an off time because of, you know, like, fans
and
stuff.
They don't want people to find out the location.
They don't want them to be followed. Because, I mean, first off, they're not driving there on their own this time. They are actually taken in this, like,
limo.
Really fancy bus.
Bus, yeah.
With,
bus,
like,
limo.
Crazy, like, luxurious, like first class seats and stuff. Like, if you were, like, in, like, a first class, like, airline.
Yeah, because in the first season, they had to basically drive themselves to the location.
They, like, caravanned it.
It was
like,
cute,
3
though.
Different cars, yeah. Like, the members were actually driving. So, if you haven't checked out the first season, you should you should watch that before you jump into season 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so they were, like, transported in that. Oh, and they had an 8th member with them.
Oh, yeah. Jungkook's doggy.
Bam. So, yeah, Bam was there.
He's a little puppy. Well, he's not so little. He's only 4 months, but he's a Doberman, so he's kind of big for
a
puppy.
He's a big little puppy.
Yeah.
But what was crazy, too, is so it was like an off time already because they're like in pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Jin is freaking like...
Purple.
Like
track
crazy.
Pants?
No, he's wearing like Louis Vuitton, like multicolored pajamas and stuff. And of course he's wearing that. And then they transport them some random place. Then they even had to switch to like another car.
Right.
It was like really crazy. So it's like it shows how big they've kind of are. That they're
like since last year.
They're like taking, you know, all the precautions they could to make sure no one finds out where this new location is.
Right.
Because literally the location last year, you could find it on Airbnb.
Yeah, yeah, so but that was after it had aired, though.
Yeah, so this time, it's like, I mean, even so, but this one, it's because they, Hybe seems like they actually bought and renovated, and did a whole HGTV, like, episode of, like, this house.
But it said, like, it took them only 30 days, which is crazy.
That's insane. They did so much to this house. It's really cool. Like, they, like, went all out. This
is,
they like,
gutted, like, this mansion.
Like, almost, or something. Yeah. Like, some older house, and there's, like, three different houses. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, yeah, they equipped it with everything that all the members, like, put on their wish list.
Yeah,
like,
basically. It's Christmas for them. Yeah, they filmed this actually in, like, July as well. So it's been, like, how many months? 4 months.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so it was in the summertime.
Oh, that's why they're, like, saying it's so hot and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And plus, it's, like, more humid over there in Korea and, like, Japan, like, Asia in general.
Yeah.
It's way more humid than it is here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
That's why they have the swimming pool, because it's still, like, summer over there.
And I think it was interesting because it's like they were really shocked. They're actually surprised.
Yeah.
It's funny because they're, like, you know, they're all super, you know, wealthy and well off, but they're still, like, surprised.
They're still, like, at, so, like, humble.
All this, like, small at things. Extravagant stuff because, you know, that's kind of cool because it's kind of humble of them. But yeah, so they, like, kind of, you know, picked and chose their rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny when they saw when Jimin saw that bug in that one room.
Yeah.
And it, like, snuck out pretending that he didn't go and check out the room.
Yeah.
He was, like, gonna, like, choose that room.
Right. It was a nice room.
And he, like, held all his stuff and took it out of the room.
Yeah,
and
he's like, there's a bug in there. And so he, like, went upstairs or something.
But he didn't tell anyone.
No,
like,
he didn't tell
like,
anyone.
Only between the viewers and Jimin, basically. And, yeah, so they kind of figured out how they did their rooms, I guess, diplomatically, which is the young ones.
It was called the party house, and then, like, the team sleep house.
Team sleep.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that room.
I know.
Or that house.
Team sleep was
it's like all the
Jin,
all the older
RM and Yoongi.
All the grandpas.
Yeah, basically. And then the party house is, like, the four youngest.
And it made sense where it's a good thing Jungkook ended up being on the ground floor because he has Bam.
Yeah.
Because I remember he wanted to be upstairs, too. So that was, like, in my head, I'm like, I think you should be downstairs, dude.
Yeah, it'd be easier for him with the dog. Oh, my goodness. Him and the dog, he kept having to, like, train it where to poop and where to pee.
That was actually another fun part. Like, seeing all the censorships, like, of the dog. They put, like, carts and stars and, like...
And, like, little flowers when he was pooping.
Oh, yeah, flowers. It was flowers when he was pooping and stuff. That was pretty funny.
But I feel like a lot of Jungkook's time was, like, taken up by, like, being the daddy for his dog.
Yeah, so that was a lot of it. Then they had the members kind of hungry after that whole trip. And it was, like, while they were cooking...
2 a.m.?
They said it was like 3, 4 a.m. And they're like making like what? Ramen.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So it was kind of crazy to see them like eat. I can't imagine eating at 4. Those were the days.
I think like
their sleep
schedule is probably like all like
it's effed up.
Yeah. So they're like awake at 4 in the morning.
It's funny because everyone's eating.
Oh, except for Jin.
Except for one person. Yes, old man Jin.
Yeah, he got his, like, what was it?
He's like in his RJ, he has RJ, like, pillow.
Beer. Didn't he take a beer or something with him in the room?
Oh, yes. Remember Jimin knocked down his window,
he's
too?
He's like, do you want to come eat? And then Jin was, like, waving through the window. He's like, no, I'm fine. I have my beer. And then, like, he is in his pajamas already and ready to sleep.
And then they actually, surprisingly, just left him alone.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't bother him anymore.
But he sleeps with the lights on?
I don't know. It was so bright. I don't know how these guys sleep with, like, how like the lights on. It was like so bright.
Yeah.
But yeah, so everyone else was eating, and then when they finally slept, especially Jungkook and Jimin, it was like almost like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Six.
Didn't like Jimin and V also play like video games before?
Yeah, they play.
Too?
Oh, they were playing. They were playing PUBG.
Yeah, PUBG.
In the gaming room for a while, and yeah, so it was like interesting. It's really cool. Like. Series in general, you really see them just doing whatever
you get to see them like being themselves, and then like their personalities and everything comes out
right
through this, and then you get to see them cooking.
That's my favorite part.
Yoongi
like seeing all the different food, and yeah, I really love like Suga, and I love Jin because they always cooking.
Yeah, they're always the ones and that cook.
I give respect to J-Hope because even though he's probably not as good as cooking or even preparing his coffee when he was learning it, he always cleans up though.
Yeah, he's always respect the one to clean up. Unlike RM, who just leaves like, okay, bye.
Yeah, oh my god, RM, like after he ate and then he wasn't even gonna eat a lot, but he just kept going back and forth. He's being RM was being so sneaky. And then, like, Namjoon just ends up walking away before, like, they start cleaning and goes back to his room.
Yeah, but he's the leader, so.
Yeah, he has, privileges. I guess leader privileges. Mm-hmm. Must be nice. Well, he does all the English talking for them, so.
Right.
And are we going to say something?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, he does everything for them, so that's his, like, little, he can get away with it.
Okay, fine, go ahead. Like, you don't have to clean this time. So the following morning, it was, you know, what stood out in my mind was when, everyone was meeting in the main house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think V and RM were like already seeing, it's like already lunchtime because it's like super late since they're all waking up late.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff was going on, guys. So first off, it was RM and V like singing like all this karaoke and Jungkook dancing around too.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because when Jin finally woke up and then Jin is like walking to the house, like he's looking through the window and how they edited it was so funny.
Yeah, because it's like pure madness inside the house.
Like they're basically like dancing and going crazy and then Jin is just looking through the window from the outside it's silent.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell is going on? And they cut back and forth. His head.
He's like, huh?
And he like double taked and was like looking in the window like, what is going on? It looked like he was like thinking, do I want to walk in here right now?
Yeah, it's like all freaking crazy inside there. They have so much energy.
Oh my god. But that was pretty funny. So that was one thing that stood out. Another thing that Haley and our friend Melissa was complaining about.
Well, it's not just us though. I'm pretty sure.
Every Jimin bias was complaining about.
Yeah.
Was when J-Hope woke up everybody and grabbed Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something interesting with Jimin when he was awake.
Yeah, so he was shirtless, but editors freaking drew on a shirt.
They photoshopped some type of like random t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like a sketch of a t-shirt. It was so funny because it looked so off.
I know. It meant to look off like that, but then I'm like, dang it.
It was like so comically funny how it looked like.
They're freaking trolling us because it's not like we haven't seen him without a shirt
before. They like look at each other's abs and always pull their shirts up. What's the point?
They're trolling us. That's what it is.
I'm sure seeing Jimin's nipples isn't a big deal.
Because we saw it. I mean, like even on like their concerts and everything. It's so silly. Except they always
Haley
do that.
Haley seems like she's been looking up all these different videos. You've been looking up Jimin's nipples at concerts?
No. Remember when I watched the last online one and then people were like, oh, he has chocolate chips because remember he was sweating? Because you could see his nipples.
Yes, chocolate chip nipples.
You remember. So I wasn't looking at it.
At least it's confirmed that it's not pepperoni nipples. Because that'd be weird if you had pepperoni nipples. Yeah. Can you imagine? Salami?
Yeah.
Bologna nipples.
Oh my gosh.
So chocolate chip nips.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, so, and then he eventually put up a shirt on.
Yeah.
Plus, don't be weirded out, but if you never watched this before, there's like random people like around them because there's actually like, you know, like the film crew, mm-hmm. producers that are actually there.
Right.
Like all over the place, you know, like kind of like recording and everything.
Yeah, you'll see them like standing outside the house.
If you see blurred people, don't be alarmed. It's not like some intruders or some creepers.
Members.
It's literally, the crew members are working there. I feel like they're all family. They all know each other super well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Know each other, comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, besides that, I feel like the rest of the episode is a blur for me. That's all I remember.
It was like a lot of karaoke, craziness, Bam pooping.
Oh my god, all the pooping. And Jungkook is like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I knew he was going to poop.
They like pooped. Oh, and then, the flowers and everything for the censorship of the poop.
Yeah. But the second episode is going to be this coming Friday.
Yes. So it's coming up already. So definitely tune in because I'm sure we'll get to see Jin and Yoongi do some cooking for us finally.
Yeah, I think so.
Like actual cooking, not just like noodles. Well, actually, they did some instant tteokbokki.
Yeah, rice cakes and everything. Yeah, he made tteokbokki.
But yeah, their fridge is stacked. That is what I wish.
That's what they asked for.
Oh my god! If only our fridge was like that every time I opened it.
I know.
Must be nice,
right?
And not to mention they're like stacks and stacks of ramen.
Yeah,
like that whole they have like a cabinet thing like of like ramen. That's pretty crazy. So
their favorite food.
That's pretty awesome. Not gonna lie. Super jealous. And I guess we're going to see more action because they haven't really done anything else outside, really.
Yeah, not yet. So, they'll probably do all like their activities.
So we have coming up. How many? You said it's 6 episodes,
five.
Right? Oh, five. Okay, yeah. So we have and only then, four like, episodes.
The sixth one is like a behind the scenes, like extra
I
cut.
See.
Yeah,
I see. Okay, so look forward to that. Yeah, tune in. Make sure you check that out. It's always fun to watch BTS in the soup. So that's episode one. Our recap, I guess.
of what we remember.
And, while we're talking about BTS, they have a concert coming up, right? I remember you were talking about that.
Yeah, so this Sunday, October 24th. I can't believe it's October 24th already.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? So it's going to be 2 a.m. for Pacific
Jesus
Standard Time.
Louises.
Well, I mean, I'm used to that. It's always at that time for us.
Always.
Because, like, in Korea, it'll be, like, 6 p.m., so like
and it's,
regular time
the permission to dance
on stage
concert
yeah
so
this
it's
was,
online right
yeah this is all online so this was actually announced way before like they were gonna have the live concert in LA so like originally I was gonna buy the online one but I don't know should or not
I don't
anymore.
Think so I mean because you like I feel like a lot of people will end up kind of releasing like you'll see a lot of it like
right.
around social media.
Oh
and
yeah,
everything.
Like all those Instagram accounts I follow.
But we're also going to the concert twice in person.
Know. And then I told Elise just to tell me like what the set list is and stuff to see if it's
is
the
she
same.
Watching it? Is that
oh
why?
Yeah, she bought
oh,
it
she
and
bought.
She bought Soundcheck.
Why don't
too.
You just watch it with her or at or something?
I don't at 2 a.m. How is that gonna work?
And
but yeah, so that's this Saturday. No, Sunday. Sorry. Yes.
Dang, that's crazy. October 24th. Yeah, we're here already.
I know.
That means the BTS concert is like
a month away.
A month away. Mm-hmm. Like the one in
live.
Person here.
Yeah.
Luckily here in LA. I mean, the K-pop gods have blessed you.
Blessed LA, yes. Always. So surprising. But yeah, so like
that's pretty much it.
I
though,
mean,
right?
At least they're still having this online concert because people were kind of worried that they were going to cancel it because they announced like a live on in-person concert, but I was like, I don't think so, because like ARMY would get so upset, like all the global
fans.
Oh
yeah, you need to. This is for the global ARMY,
yeah,
for the most part.
So like, we're global ARMY usually, and it's not going to be in Korea this time.
And actually, it's like it's what's interesting is even though we have 4 dates for the tour here,
yeah,
it was announced that in Jingle Ball that BTS will be at Jingle Ball also, which is like December 3rd.
Yeah,
so they're like performing in 5 concerts straight. Jingle Ball, if you're not too familiar, it's kind of like hosted by this one radio station here in LA. I believe
Kiss
it's Kiss FM.
Yeah.
So 102.7. And they kind of have like a variety of different artists and everything. And I guess somehow they got, since BTS is here, might as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they probably asked them like, hey, do you guys want to join?
Like, here's $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know. But and then it sucks because like, I guess they were saying that the Jingle Ball was already sold out prior to them announcing the BTS would be there. But people were like, I don't think so. I think they just did that on purpose. So like the ticket sales would go up.
Who knows? It's a conspiracy when it comes to BTS tickets.
Yeah.
But yeah, so but the only thing is you shouldn't get too much FOMO because
they're only going to sing two
they're
songs.
They're only doing 2 songs.
Butter and Dynamite.
Yeah, so don't feel like you're missing out too much for Jingle Ball, because then you have to watch, you know, all the other artists as well too, because it's not just like a BTS.
I know, but you know, lucky for those people who already bought the tickets that like face value, and they'll be like, oh well, BTS is here too, so they get like a nice surprise.
Yeah, those people who usually watch Jingle Ball just want to kind of see, you know, like be able to say that, you know, they've seen like this artist, that artist, this artist,
yeah,
and was like compacted into one,
right? Because
like,
I think
a bundle
who is
price.
It going like Dua Lipa, and then who's the other one? Doja
there's
Cat
so many.
Supposed to be there. There's like a whole lineup.
There's a lot. There's a big lineup.
Yeah.
So I mean, so that's good for anyone who's going to Jingle Ball. Just a heads up.
Right.
And is that it for BTS for now?
Yes.
So next up is Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpink actually, there was this interesting YouTube trailer about like, I guess
Earth,
the planet,
oh.
or like Earth,
Earth
or
yeah.
something. I forgot what it was actually called.
Save though. Earth, I think.
Yeah, Dear Earth.
Dear Earth.
So it's called Dear Earth. And the crazy part is the trailer, when it released, Blackpink was on it. Rosie talked mm-hmm. for a little bit. But at the end, they kind of showed, I guess there's going to be, they're probably going to perform also.
Yeah, performances.
It's like all for a good cause. It's like a 100-minute, maybe a documentary talk style kind of thing about, you know, the effects of like, you know, global warming and probably,
like
you know,
everything going on in the world and basically.
And, you know, all the good stuff that you can be doing to help the planet, basically, right. You know, like sustainability, environmental, like awareness and all that good stuff. And Blackpink is going to be there.
Yeah.
But not just Blackpink, Haley. You know who else?
Jaden Smith.
But not just Jaden Smith. You know who else?
SpongeBob,
Barack Obama. Yeah. All this, like, it's kind of random because I think it's like random. A lot of celebrities, not just like musical artists, but I think the musical artists who will be on it will actually probably be performing.
Yeah.
That's why Blackpink will be there. This is going to be on October 23rd mm-hmm. on YouTube. So I guess they'll be streaming it live, some kind of thing going on there at 2 p.m. our time, so Pacific Standard Time. So adjust accordingly. That was pretty random, but that's what I remember from Blackpink.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's Saturday then.
Yeah, it's coming up already.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's already coming up in a couple days. Also, Lalisa,
mm-hmm.
our Lalisa from Blackpink, on October 22nd, the day before, is gonna be her new song collaboration is gonna come out finally, the one with DJ Snake, but it also features a couple of other artists.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's familiar with her now, especially because of her
TikTok stuff.
Her TikTok stuff and then like her collaboration with BTS.
Right.
What song was it? Shoot, I can't even think.
Isn't it
PTT? Butter? Sorry.
Butter with Megan Thee Stallion. We're like Jungkook, the J-Lion minus Jin did a dance number for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's coming out, and I guess Lisa was even here to like help film for the music video really quick too. So,
oh, so they're having a music video.
Yeah, it's gonna be a music video. It's called SG. Do you know what SG stands for?
Sexy girl. I just guessed that.
And yeah, so that's what it is. We will find out more when we actually see it.
Have they done like a teaser?
A little teaser. It has like a different type of vibe. Reminds me of like Pitbull or something. I was expecting more like, you know, the middle because mm-hmm. it's DJ Snake, but right. No, it's like different. It's mm-hmm. more like dance and kind of like, yeah, Pitbull vibes.
We'll
has
see.
Like a little bit of like, for me, it sounds like a Latin flair, like hip hop kind of vibe.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we'll hear it very soon enough for Lisa's thing. And, you know, Lisa was... When she was in France, you know how each of the members were there for the fashion week?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Blinks ran into her, and she was so nice enough to like be taking pictures, gave some of them hugs.
Aww,
and like it was
so
really
lucky.
Nice. Yeah, like lucky them.
Right.
And she's really nice enough to do all that stuff too, like in public.
That's nice, especially with like the pandemic.
Imagine? I was so jealous. I saw like some videos where people are like, oh my god, Lisa, and then she said hi and she gave him a hug.
That's nice of her to do that, because I feel like a lot of the K-pop, like if they have like security with them, they tell
course,
them no.
They have like, they always have their big security, and like they're
right.
all like, there was a big dude with her, but I guess she just let them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. So if you were in France and lucky enough to see her, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
So jealous. Yeah, that's but that's pretty much it on my end for Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
Anything from you?
Nope.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, so I guess we can... Well, you know what? We're not done with K-pop just yet.
Twice?
Because twice. Yes, twice. Happy anniversary, because they just had their 6th-year anniversary.
That's crazy. It's already been 6 years.
6 years with Twice. So all to all the once. Like mm-hmm. I think they had a lot of promotions and stuff like on like V Live, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like social media, like across all their platforms, you know, celebrating, you know, thanking all the once out there. And you know what? Me and Haley actually just recently saw they released it today.
Yeah.
They had another new English song that they kind of did for once. It was like a present to once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good, actually. It was all English. It's called Candy.
Candy.
So if you haven't heard it or checked it out, go to YouTube right now. Candy. Not Candy Pop. Candy.
Just Just candy.
Just candy, straight up, you know, by Twice.
And, yeah, it's for their it was really cool. 6-year anniversary.
I really liked the song, too. It was like a nice, softer, but catchy, chill. Yeah. Chill. Yes, chill is a good word. Song. And also, they had so many promos. I remember my Instagram, like, seeing random ass stuff coming up. There was a giant cup noodle.
Oh, yeah.
With Momo and Sana.
Yeah.
In it. There was, I guess, Chaeyoung was part of Squid Game.
And it's for Halloween.
Jung Yong was like there too, and she was happily riding a velociraptor while wearing an awesomely amazing beard and right. mustache.
Oh my gosh.
And Jiho was a cute cactus.
Was she supposed to be Chris Pratt?
I think she was Chris Pratt. It was right? Jurassic Park for sure. Yeah. So that's Chris Pratt, aka Jung Yong. Jung Pratt.
Yeah.
Chris. Young, I don't know.
I think it's one all more for we're Halloween. Who?
One of them was big and green.
Hulk.
And mean.
The Incredible Hulk.
Dion Dubu Hulk was there too. It was really cool. It was an interesting, very fun, but very interesting photo shoot.
I feel like a lot of the K-pop idols, when it comes to Halloween, they always go all out. Because remember like before?
Asia in general. Like,
Suga was
it.
Naruto.
Oh, man, that was so funny.
And, what's his name? RM was Sailor Moon, remember?
Oh, how can you forget that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I remember, like, some other... I don't know if it was for Halloween either, but I remember when Blackpink, like, they were... Like, Lisa was, like, dressed up as Olaf, like, in a... Like,
I think
Kigurumi.
That was for Halloween, yeah.
It was that, yeah. So there's, like... During this time of the year is the best time of the year to be a K-pop stan.
Yeah, and you get to see, like, the weebs, too.
Yes, exactly.
They dress up as, like, their
we
anime.
We went to the OC Japan Fair this past weekend, and there was a lot of Genshin Impact and some anime cosplays out there.
Oh,
some
yeah.
really good Genshin Impact ones. Some yeah. Lisa and Mona, which I didn't realize until I put it together. Mona, Lisa, Mona Lisa.
I know, I was like, you didn't
I did
get
not
that?
Realize that Mona
oh,
and Lisa
boy.
Is
and
Mona
you've been
Lisa.
Playing for how long?
And they're, like, wearing the same witch's... Oh, man. Shame.
Yeah.
But let's that happily transitions to our next topic, Genshin Impact.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the MiHoYo Lab, we're not sponsored by them. If you do not have the MiHoYo Lab app, you should download it because it helps so much for your like daily check-ins for because there's a separate daily check-in if you don't know.
Yeah.
Because you could probably get I think up to like I don't know is it 60 at a time, Primo Gems for each day or is it 20.
Each like, day or, like, each month?
Day. Like, you know how, like... Because, like, if you check in each day, like, every, like, 5th or 10th day, there's Primo Gems, too.
Oh, yeah,
so.
It's 20 each.
So, I think in total, it's 60 per
yeah.
month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're missing out on 60 free Primo Gems per month if you haven't logged in. And you just use your regular Genshin Impact, I think, login and everything.
Yeah.
And
it's an app.
And you can check in there.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
way easier. They also kind of have, like, an online community, and it connects to all their... other MiHoYo games.
Yeah.
Right?
That looks so similar to Genshin Impact. I was like, oh, these characters
oh, you
are
mean
not
like Honkai Impact.
Yeah.
Third Impact.
Yeah.
And all this. They have a lot of other stuff, I think, in the works. Like even like an RPG, like a turn-based one coming up.
Yeah.
But also, they also have... That's the where the community is when they have like art contests mm-hmm. and everything. But they had a very interesting contest this time, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
It was a contest for... strategy guides.
I know. I was like, what the heck? People already put those out.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you already have YouTube videos and or you have like a website or whatever where you kind of put strategy guides out, you should apply because they're giving you a bunch of free Primo Gems. And
how
like,
much do they give?
Oh, I didn't look at the details. Oh. But there's a lot of Primo Gems involved. There's also a lot of interesting stuff. I saw there's like some plushies and some like
oh, plushies.
There's a lot of interest. You know what? Here, talk to the people. Tell them about how Genshin Impact has been. Oh, talk about the fog.
Oh,
the
so
whole thing like when you have like because there's that new area.
Yeah.
And then there's you explain that... how like it comes back and goes.
Yeah, because yes. I was so confused that like when I was doing that new quest, basically the whole island is covered in fog, and if you don't go stay like near the lights, you'll lose your way. And then you'll have to be, like, respawned at the beginning again. But basically, like, I cleared the fog And then the next day, I was like, what the heck? It's back? I was so confused.
I remember you're like, what the hell? I heard her.
Yeah.
I was working, and I heard her like, what the f-?
Yeah, like, I was like, I heard it from the living room. Because I just cleared this last night, and I was like, why is the fog back? So, like, we have, like, this Genshin Simp squad group chat on Instagram.
Group chat, right.
So I, like, messaged them, and I was like, so I did this quest. Why is the fog back?
Help. Help, please.
And then they explained to me that it's like it takes 4 days to like do that to complete that quest. So each day the fog will come back and there's more to the story. So like right now I think I'm at the final stage and the fog right now is like pink because it's like a thunderstorm. And I was like, dang it. So I have to clear it again. And I think this is the last time that I have to be clearing it though. But
so so tomorrow, the next time you play tomorrow, it should be gone.
Yeah. Did you find the stuff?
Yes, I did. I'm looking up one thing because I don't know what the heck. Oh, okay. That is interesting. Okay, so basically there's 5 first place winners. You get 6,000 Primo Gems, a City of Winds.
6,000?
City of Winds and Idol's original soundtrack gift box. Fancy. And a Mr. Cyclops plushie.
Oh my gosh, like the one from that quest?
Yes, this guy. I had to look it up to double check that it's the same Mr. Cyclops I was thinking of.
And Mr. Cyclops is the one from Child's story quest.
Yeah, so you get Mr. Cyclops as a plushie.
That his little brother wanted.
As the grand prize for 5 winners. The second run, there's 10 second place silver winners, whatever, 2,000 gems. But they also get Mr. Cyclops plushie.
Why would I want that? Give me like a Paimon.
But you also
plushie.
Get a random mouse pad and some other acrylic stands, and then third place, 20 winners. You get 1,000 Primo Gems, a mouse pad, and the acrylic. That's pretty cool. So that's why if you're really doing strategy guides, just do it.
Yeah, you should just.
End up winning.
Because I use those strategy guides actually to my quest.
Don't we?
So
for
I was
reals.
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to be
doing? You guys
are
the MVP. You guys are the MVP.
Yeah, thank you for all your YouTube videos because I keep watching them, like multiple guides because I don't know how to do some of the puzzles.
Yes, exactly. Same here. Some of them are, I don't even know.
I was like, how do these people friggin' figure this shit out?
That's a big brain move
right
over there.
Yeah, big not brain me time. I'll just watch your tutorial, thanks.
And that's pretty much that's crazy. Mr. Cyclops plushie, I just keep
did
thinking
you do
about
the
it.
Child story quest
No, that's one of the ones I haven't done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I just did that recently and I was like, his little brother kept asking for the Mr. Cyclops doll. And he gave him one.
The funny thing is, like, Haley will always ask me stuff like, oh, did you do this? Have you done this? And most of the time, even though I've been playing longer than her, it's usually no. Because I just, like, usually these days I just log in and just do my dailies and weeklies and then log off.
Yeah, because I think I've done, like, I only started, like, what, last month? Well, it's almost been 2 months now. And I think I've done, like, all the quests.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I have no quests anymore. And he's like, what?
I was like, I think that's how a lot of people are. I'm, like, the opposite. Because it's, like, I'm, like, one of the, like, I'm 56, AR-56. But then I haven't done, I haven't completed a lot of stuff.
Right.
Like, quests and everything.
I think the ones that I still need to do are the hangouts.
Right.
Yeah.
And I still have to do those, too. And I have a lot.
I only did Thomas.
I can probably get a lot of Primo Gems for free.
Yeah, you should.
That's the thing. Yeah, so maybe maybe I could start saving up and start doing all of those. Because, like, the thing is, I was using my priority on leveling up all my characters, like, the talents, the characters, their weapons, and everything. That's why, like, I have, like, a few level 90s. And I keep some of my 4 stars 85 and stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, it's still fun though. It's like, I wouldn't be, it's not a chore for me. So I still enjoy it.
Yeah,
though.
He still carries me.
Yeah, I have to carry Haley every day too.
For like
through domains
yeah.
Basically. But yeah, it's been fun. And so if you, there's that Genshin strategy guide contest. That was the first.
Because
they usually have art contests and stuff. So if you're doing art, like fan art and stuff, you know, you should join that MiHoYo Lab community.
Right.
Check it out because you could get a lot of cool stuff there and there's a lot of support. And
yeah, because I feel like a lot of people just do Genshin art just to do it for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you should just enter it.
Especially like those artists who probably, you know, like who have actual art accounts, they probably don't even know about these and then their work is like amazing.
Yeah,
like especially all the Genshin stuff. Well, most of the stuff I see are memes.
I know, he sends me all these random memes. Genshin memes.
Yeah, so Oh, I like that one meme that recently came out too. Not too recent. It's like when Ito came out.
Which one?
With when you know how Zhongli gets his pole out or like his pillar out.
Yeah.
And next to him now it's like Ito has this giant
like club
in front of him. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Oh my gosh, who was the other one? Was it?
Oh, and I think it was Albedo.
Oh yeah,
and he has
yeah,
this like little tiny like flower thing.
Yeah,
and then everyone's just watching and like I think someone's closing like someone's eyes.
Yeah,
from the back. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's the kind of stuff I send Haley. And you know what? I think that's pretty much it. Dang, we talked a lot about everything kind of thing,
always.
Except for anime.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess we could just bring it up really quick. We did finally start watching 86, if you haven't checked it out.
Yeah, the second season.
Because we watched the first season. It was really good. And now the second season is pretty interesting. How I don't want to spoil it. Because, yeah. I mean, if you haven't started it yet, I don't want to spoil it. But it's really interesting where it's going.
Yeah.
This sounds so vague. If you're like listening to this, you're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about it before.
Right. But I mean, this is kind of a big spoiler if you never watched season one.
Right, right.
So just watch 86.
Yeah, watch season one because the second season is out.
Horrible anime.
Yeah.
A horrible anime segment.
Right.
Joko.
Watch 86. 86, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll read Mushoku Tensei. Because mm-hmm. I couldn't wait. So good.
Oh, yeah.
I have so much to do and catch up on. Oh my god, I can't wait. And yeah, that's see the cherry. It wasn't even a cherry. It was like the cherry fell on the ground.
It rolled off the
ice cream.
Yeah,
that was our cherry on top anime. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Man, I need to drink some water. Yes, so thank you guys for joining us as always. You can catch us here on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, wherever you pretty much listen to podcasts or music too, because I think it's kind of in the same thing. You know how Spotify has music, there's
yeah.
also podcasts. So give us a like, a follow, and you know we always appreciate that. Thank you guys for joining us each week. Every Thursday is what we're doing right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as always, take care, everybody, and
peace.
Peace. Peace out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.